Jeremiah 42. Jeremiah was among the captives whom Johanan had recovered from Ishmael, and all the captains, although they were really moved by the fear of the Chaldeans, yet had some respect for the prophet whose words had been so strikingly fulfilled. They approached Jeremiah, saying, "Pray for us unto the Lord thy God, even for all this remnant." Jeremiah said he would pray, and he added, "Whatsoever thing the Lord shall answer you, I will declare it unto you, or keep nothing back from you." The captains on their part, like Israel at Sinai, vowed that they would be obedient. "The Lord be a true and faithful witness between us if we do not, even according to all things for which the Lord thy God shall send thee to us. Whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, to whom we send thee, that it may be well with us when we obey the voice of the Lord our God." Nothing could be fairer spoken, but God knew that this was all lies. And there was silence of God for 10 days. We're led by the word of God in other places to contrast this silence with the instant response of God to the prayers of the righteous. Hezekiah was warned by God to set his house in order because he should die, and on his sickbed he prayed God to remember how, said he, "I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight." And it came to pass before Isaiah was gone out into the middle courts that the word of the Lord came to him to return and tell the king that God had heard his prayer, had seen his tears, and would heal him and add to his days 15 years. While Daniel was yet speaking in prayer, the angel Gabriel touched him and answered him with a further revelation of the purpose of God concerning the times and circumstances of the manifestation of Messiah. And when the Lord Jesus, in view of his approaching sacrifice, prayed, saying, "Father, glorify thy name," then there came a voice from heaven saying, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." But in the days when the Jewish remnants had already made up their minds to flee into Egypt, there was no answer from God for 10 days. Another thought occurs concerning this, namely that the prophet could not and would not speak of his own initiative. The false prophets might do so, but not Jeremiah. But after 10 days, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah to the effect that if the remnant would abide in the land, God would preserve them. "Be not afraid of the king of Babylon, of whom ye are afraid. Be not afraid of him, saith the Lord, for I am with you to save you and to deliver you from his hand. But if they would go down into Egypt in spite of God's commandment, then the sword should overtake them there, and God's fury should be poured out upon them." The chapter closes with the prophet's solemn rebuke and warning thus: "The Lord hath said concerning you, O ye remnant of Judah, go ye not into Egypt. Know certainly that I have admonished you this day, for ye dissembled in your hearts when ye sent unto the Lord your God, saying, Pray for us unto the Lord our God, and according unto all that the Lord our God shall say, so declare unto us, and we will do it. And now I have this day declared it to you, but ye have not obeyed the voice of the Lord your God, nor anything for the which he hath sent me unto you. Now therefore know certainly that ye shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, in the place whither ye desire to go to sojourn."